Ring in the new year with a wonderfully clean house. It might be a mess after the holidays, but I have got the answer for you. Our wonderful sponsor, Nature Clean. They've been making chemical-free cleaning products and personal care products since 1963. Their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals, and they are effective yet environmentally friendly. You get that wonderful clean that is good for the environment. They are approved by the USDA as being bio-based products, and all of their products are vegan and not tested on animals. For more information, visit them online at natureclean.ca. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and we have quite a surprise for you this January and February 2020. We are doing Thursday Throwback Celebrity Edition here on Naturally Savvy. We are adding a second show per week. Yes, a second show. So we will have interviews, new interviews on Tuesdays and Throwback Thursday Celebrity Edition interviews on, you guessed it, Thursdays. So we are super excited to be bringing back these wonderful celebrities. We have got Alan Arkin, Jennifer Esposito, Suzanne Summers, Carol Alt, Marianne Williamson, and Kelly LeBrock. So stay tuned and you will get to hear one of these great people for the next 2 months here on Naturally Savvy. Please rate, review, subscribe, and follow us on Twitter at Lisa Davis MPH and at Andrea Donsky. Also, don't forget at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD.
Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hello, everyone. My co-host Lisa Davis is out sick today, so I'll be doing the show solo. I know she's listening, so feel better, Lisa. I'm looking forward to speaking to our next guest, who is the ultimate pioneer and chameleon who's constantly on the lookout for new ideas. Since her days as the world's most renowned supermodel, Carol Alt has gone on to be a multi-award winning actress, best-selling author on raw food nutrition, and host of her own show, A Healthy You, on Fox News. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Carol.
Thank you for having me, Andrea, and my best wishes for your co-host.
Thank you. And, you know, Lisa made me promise you that I would tell you today when I started the show that she always thought you were the most beautiful supermodel ever. So I told her I would pass along the message. So I would love to
tell her thank you. I'm not worthy, really.
Oh, well, I'm sure you are, but I'll let her know that. At what age did you start modeling? I'd love to know a little bit, just to get to know you a little bit.
Sure. You know, I was in Army ROTC, so I was in the Army. I was studying law at Hofstra University on Long Island, and at one point I was also waitressing, and a photographer came into where I was waitressing and said, you should be a model. And of course, I didn't listen because I knew I was tall, but I was kind of heavy set, and of course didn't think I was at all pretty. But 2 weeks later, my boyfriend broke up with me, and I said, I have to be off of Long Island when he comes home. So I actually started at age 18 thinking that this could be a summer job because school was out, college was out. So I went to do it as a summer job.
That's so interesting.
18.
Is it at 18 years old? And did you find, I guess now that you're, I'd love to know, you know, we'll get into that, about how you've become really a healthy living ambassador. Did you find that when you were modeling that you were able to live healthy? Because when we think of models, and my daughter, she's 9, she is would love to be a model, and we've checked out the modeling agencies, and you know, I'd love to know, like, were you able to be healthier? When did you become interested in living a healthy lifestyle and be, you know, into raw nutrition and everything?
You know, Andrea, I think the thing is that back in my day, because we're talking, you know, 33 years ago, I hate to say, but you know, it was a while ago, and there was no really information on nutrition. My mom was a housewife, and she made chicken, she made spaghetti, she made meatloaf, you know, and today those are things I don't think are at all healthy to eat. But back then it was like bird's eye frozen vegetables, TV dinners, and we'd have the occasional pizza or Jack in the Box. Nobody thought about this. Even worse, I worked at a bakery since I was 12 years old till the time I started going to college. And ate bakery goods. So literally I was putting on the weight, but never really thought about it. I just thought I was eating too much. I didn't think about the quality of the food I was eating. So, you know, I can't talk about today, but back in my day, who knew? Today there's so much information that it would be silly to not, for these young girls to not eat properly to maintain their weight, because raw food eating literally took the pounds off me. And if girls want to stay skinny, but they want to keep their energy and they want to keep their health and their youth and their vitality, it's a very good lifestyle for someone who's trying to remain, you know, thin. And they're paper thin today, these girls. They're like 5'0".
And was it not the same way when you were modeling, that it was different in terms of their weight and what these agencies
were
looking
for? I was cut out of a Calvin Klein commercial just after I shot the cover of Sports Illustrated. My next job from Johannesburg, Africa, I flew to L.A. to do a commercial for Calvin Klein, and he cut me out of the commercial because he said I was too skinny. I mean, this is the man who created Heroin Chic, and he cut me out of a commercial and said I was too skinny, yet I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So, you know, the ideals of beauty have changed over the course of time anyway. Back in the day of Napoleon, they liked Pauline was you know, they were chubby women, and that showed a sign of wealth. And you know how wealth became a sign of being thin became a sign of being wealthy. These days it's a complete 180 degree turn. But you know, back in when I was modeling, we would do that coffee diet, you know.
Right.
We would want to be drinking coffee all day long because it cured your appetite. Nowadays, there's just so much other stuff you can do to be healthy and remain thin. You'd be crazy not to pay attention to the information out there. And that's why I do my show.
And that was my next question. You answered it for me. Is really, what led you to have your own show on Fox?
I have to think that my entire life, even in utero, in my mother, I was geared towards this. I was brought up in the Spock age when women didn't breastfeed. So I had a very low immune system. I've been on and off sick with stuff my whole life. Allergies, asthma, when I started modeling, hypoglycemia. I mean, I was all the time down with colds and flus, and I didn't want people in my makeup room because if they coughed on me or touched me after they coughed or sneezed, I would get sick. I had terrible sinus infections. I had heartburn all the time. But I didn't know any better. And people were just saying, oh, that's just because you're getting older. When I found raw food, all that went away. I've never had heartburn, unless, of course, I eat cooked food and I don't take enzymes. I mean, I know how to deal in just a different way now. And I have to say that divine providence pushed me in this direction. I didn't want to write books. I thought that my food was a personal thing, but people were asking me. I mean, stewardesses on airlines, waitresses in restaurants, saying, how do you keep, you know, how do you do it? And I was like, you know, I eat raw food. And then the next thing I know, a book came about. And I wasn't even pushing that book, by the way. Bill O'Reilly had told me to write a book called The Sophisticated Woman's Guide to Survival, which I thought was a great title, and I thought that would be a great book. And I was pitching that book when Miramax said, well, give us one chapter that you're passionate about. I started talking about, if I had known how to eat, I probably would have had a completely different career, because I was just so hungry all the time and so tired and depleted. All I could do was get to work and get home. I didn't want to socialize because everybody was eating.
Well, you're the perfect person to be talking about food then. I mean, it's amazing. Like you said, divine intervention and why things happen. And in the next segment, we're going to go into exactly what you eat and your lifestyle. And I just want to ask you a little bit more about your show. You're now in the second season, and I've watched several episodes, which, by the way, I think is terrific. And I know you've interviewed several of my friends. And one of the shows that you did was with Max Goldberg, and you went to and talked about GMOs, which you were the first, by the way, major network to hit and talk about the topic. What led you to take that risk? We have about 50 seconds left.
You know what? I didn't think of it as a risk. It's an issue that's out there. It's a hot topic, and I wanted to talk about it. I'm talking about things that I hear about and I believe in. And thank goodness Fox has given me free rein pretty much. I mean, they tell me how many segments I can do on crazy stuff. But you know, they've been really, really good. Roger Ailes is just a genius to me, really.
Well, I think that you're, you know, it's terrific, and you've really, and I love that you said that you weren't taking a risk. It was something that's out there. And since you had, you know, you did that show, other networks are, you know, following suit and allowing the topic to be discussed. And I just want to give you big kudos for it, because it was real. You were a pioneer. And when, you know, when I said in the intro, you're a pioneer, really, you were a pioneer in doing that. So congratulations.
Well, we're going to pick up what we have coming up.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. All right. Well, we're going to go into the next segment. If you want to learn more about Carol Alt, you can visit her website, carolalt.com. You could also follow her on Twitter at model Carol Alt. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who's not here today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.